And good morning, good morning, good morning. It is time now for One-on-One with the Professionals. And we have in our studio today, from Bartlesville Health and Rehab, we have Brett Harsh. How you doing there, young man?
Pretty good. How are you, Tom?
A long time no see, about a week and a half, 2 weeks, I guess it has been. So, first of all, what's going on out there?
We're just hanging in there. We're getting better. We're fighting. You know, each and every day we're getting giving a lot of people some hope. So it's getting a lot better. We're kind of starting to see a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, I think. It's going well.
It's great. And for folks who don't know what Bartlesville Health and Rehab is all about, this is a place where people get well.
That's right. That's right.
Now, I also you have when it comes to down to things like mobility and things like that, people to get themselves back to work in order for the most part. And also, we want to let people know that you're still performing all those COVID tests on weekly on your employees. How are we doing there? Good.
That's right. The employees they have done a great job. Compliant, really. It's kind of a hectic or crazy time, but they've done a great job in coming in, getting their testing done, and our facility is still COVID free, so we're very blessed.
Oh, indeed. How many people you got in right now?
So our census right now for our residency is actually at 61. We got it above 60 last week, so we're doing well there. Well, just like I said, just keeping improving.
Well, that is really, really good. Now, the facility is COVID-free. We want to remind everybody that it's been that way for a while.
Yes, a good long time,
as a matter of fact.
That's right, since the middle of March. Yeah. So
we want to make sure that you're safe, and you're taking all kinds of great precautions, too. When it comes to visitation, where are we on that? Can folks still visit their loved ones at Bartlesville Health and Rehab?
So right now we are actually in phase two, which means they can visit, but they have to use the visitation station, or they can see them from the outside, kind of looking in where they're at their mm-hmm. at their sliding glass door. But they can come up and visit. Unfortunately, we can't really let anybody in the building right now. Anybody that for whatever reason does get to come in the building, they have to be in full PPE. But for the most part, we're still utilizing our visitation station, which is face to face. And there's a piece of glass in between them, but at least they can actually see their loved ones face to face. So that's good.
That is innovative, and I got to tell you, the creative forces behind that. I think we were one of the first ones in the area to have one of these, weren't we?
Yeah, that's right. We were.
Yeah, that's incredible. Now, got some great things coming up here too. You were telling me about a blood drive coming up here shortly.
That's right. We are actually hosting a blood drive September 29th, which is a week from tomorrow, I believe. We've already got it because of some of the new guidelines and regulations. We actually had to cap it on how many people we were allowed to come up and give blood, because they're also testing for the antibodies.
That's popular.
Yeah, very popular right now. So that's good. So we've had a lot of interest. We've actually been offered to host another one middle to late November. I don't know if we're going to do that yet, but we might, because like I said, we've had a lot of people still calling interested to try to get in there to give blood. So it's been good.
Did you say there are openings or very few for the
There are none right now. We filled up in like 2 weeks.
It was
pretty crazy.
All right. So you might want to keep listening right here, and if we've got a new date or another date that you can do the same thing, we'll let you know.
That's right. We will let you know.
That is absolutely amazing. Well, the work never ceases. I mean, it starts with a coat of paint, but that's not all. What's going on with the painting project?
So we've actually went from the outside of our building. We have went from the color green to black, and really, it's really made it pop. I really love it. We've had compliments on it already. Mm-hmm. It's been touching up some light, you know, cosmetic things that we need to fix, mm-hmm. and put a new coat of paint on it. And the black, like I said, I think the black looks a lot better. It really looks good. The painters did a great job. So
now you're remodeling the apartments that you have there too.
Right. We have remodeled some of our apartments. We still have living apartments available. Our prices right now have actually dropped to $850 a month, mm-hmm. which is everything included. So that's pretty good. And yes, we have them open. We've remodeled the insides. I would live in somewhere like that. They've done a great job.
Brett's with us here with Bartlesville Health and Rehab, but now we still have those independent living apartments. Like you said, they're at $850 a month, but they could be going fast at that price.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of the plan.
You're going to get those filled up in no time. Now, speaking of some ongoing work that's going on there on the grounds, mm-hmm. I understand that you're making way for a patio.
That's right. So last week, I believe they put some of the finishing touches on our mm-hmm. on our patio on the east side. It kind of looks like our main entrance, and it looks good. And I think we're going to try to plant some flowers and things like that. It would be nice for the residents to be able to come out there and you know, like you say, get some fresh air and really it's pretty. So
well, that's really going to be nice. So the improvements just never cease there at Bartlesville Health and Rehab. And once again, COVID-free has been for a long time. It's still taking the checks. And once again, with visitation, you can do it, but we're just doing it out of an abundance of caution for everyone. That's a good thing.
Right. It's just, unfortunately, you know, this day and age, or this year, I should say.
Can't be too careful.
You can't be too careful. We have to take precaution. Our number one thing is safety, so we have to be sure everybody that's following that. And they've done a great job, which is still good, because like I said, they can see their loved ones face-to-face.
Now, Brett, where can we find Bartlesville Health and Rehab?
So, Bartlesville Health and Rehab, we are located at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place. In Bartlesville, it's right north of the hospital. That's how everybody knows us. Mm-hmm. It's the facility north of the hospital. So, and then our Facebook page is up and running, getting pretty active on that. I've been posting a lot on it. Our activities director's been posting a lot, doing a great job as well. And then our website is up and running too. We're making some improvements on it as well as we speak. So,
you catch yourself coming and going on that, all that digital stuff.
That's right. Social media is a huge part of marketing right now. It's in a lot of ways, it's the only way to market with COVID going on. So, but it's been good. It's been good.
That's super. Now, we've got a lot of activities. We got probably the best part of the calendar year weather-wise. Right now, we're in the midst of it, and it's going to last a good while still. I understand that we have activities for our residents there at Bartlesville Health and Rehab popping up, and folks are having some fun with it.
That's right. We've, like I said, again, our activities director, Casey Luce, she's done a great job. We've got some social distancing activities we can do, still being safe, of course, but we got mm-hmm. some, where the residents, we can play some bingo, is what we've been doing, with some exercises and stuff like that. So they're really enjoying that, being able to get out of the rooms and being active and stuff. So it's been good.
Socialize and, you know, hey, how's it going?
Right, from a safe distance.
From a safe distance. Now, if folks want to take a look at what's going on your website, which is constantly, you know, just getting some pops all over the place. Where can they find your website on the World Wide Web, Brett?
So if you go to Google, you can type in Bartlesville Health and Rehab and it'll come up. It is just BartlesvilleHealthandRehab.com.
That's easy to remember.
That's very easy to remember. So, but the easiest way for anybody right now, everybody's pretty familiar with Google. So you can just go into Google, type in Bartlesville Health and Rehab Community, Bartlesville, and then there'll be a website tab that comes up that you can click and it'll take you right to it.
Oh, my goodness sake. So if you have questions there, you know, and you're thinking, well, this might be one of the options, maybe for mom or dad or for a loved one or maybe even for a spouse or yourself.
Right.
This is where you need to start doing the looking. And when you want to get the fine details, imagine a phone call. The phone still works, right?
That's right. We can be reached at 918-333-9545. 918-333-9545.
And folks, they really like that email thing, and you can find that there on the website too, you know, the contact us thing.
Right. So I have absolutely no issue handing out business cards. I do it all the time. And there's a lot of active emails that you can reach us at. As far as marketing and things go, it's Brett at bhrcmail.com. I can be reached at. So anytime that anybody has any questions, that's available.
Man alive. Now, you're kind of a newcomer to the area, aren't you?
Not to the area.
All right.
In Bartlesville, I've been around this area pretty much my whole life.
Okay,
born and raised in Copan.
So, okay, there you go.
Small town.
North, it gets colder up there. But you're new to the facility, relatively.
That's right. Yes, I am still new to the facility, trying to figure this new marketing stuff out with all the new guidelines and regulations. But it's going well.
Oh, that is really something else. It really is. So you're fitting in just fine, except for you're busy an awful lot.
Yeah. No, it's going well. I'm really enjoying it. Everybody's been great. So.
Well, this is great, and it's kind of like a family atmosphere there at Bartlesville Health and Rehab. It's family-owned.
It is family-owned. Same owner for about 25 years. That's honestly, every time I talk to a resident or an employee, that's their main thing. That's their biggest thing that they like about us is it is family-owned, and it is a family atmosphere. We truly believe that we are a family, so it's nice to have that.
Well, Brett, you know, it really says a lot because in this area, you know, family-owned, family-operated means so much. It means stability. It means trust. It means, just like home.
That's right.
You know, there's not a better sense of security or well-being than, you know, feeling like you're at home with the people you're doing business with.
That's right. So that's huge for a lot of people. People don't want to feel like just another statistic or another number. They want to feel like they are actually being cared for and they are loved, and that is the case. I mean, we firmly believe that, and that's how we do our job every day, is family owned and making everybody feel like they are at home, like you said, and you know, just showing that love to each other. So it's big.
We're talking with Brett here, and he is with Bartlesville Health and Rehab Community. And once again, just north of the hospital, Cambita, right there on Kentucky.
Right? That's right, 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place, mm-hmm. Just north of the hospital.
Now, with the 25 years in business, that says a lot. It says stability. It says trust. It says, you know, we're going to be here. It also says that we're going to meet anything coming our way, and we're going to take care of all challenges. And you have. That's really amazing.
Yeah, that's right. It's been, like I said, it hasn't been, you know, not tough, I should say. It has been very difficult at times, particularly for the people that work through it.
Yeah.
I did not have the opportunity to work through it, or I should say I was blessed enough not to, I suppose. But mm-hmm. The people that did, they're fighters, and it says a lot about them. They put their heart and soul into it, and literally their tears. So it was, people get emotional talking about it, but they have stood up to the challenge, and it's still difficult, but we have gotten better, and we're just continuing to fight every day.
I'd say you're the best in the area simply because of what you know.
Yeah.
You know, honest to goodness, you know. So once again, if you really are looking for something along the line of what Bartlesville Health and Rehab is offering, your best bet is to go to the website first, take a look, mm-hmm. and then make that phone call and see where you go from there. And, of course, you've got doctors involved, too, usually.
Right.
So you want to make sure that your doctor's looped in, and, you know, that shouldn't be difficult.
No, we're pretty close to the doctors, though. All the doctor's offices around us are, they do a great job, so that helps a lot, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, all the doctors in town that know where you are, and, of course, they've had patients out there all the time. So it's really, like I said, close-knit. You know, Bartlesville is not exactly a big city, nor is it an itty-bitty town.
Right.
It's kind of that just-right feel.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
So there's a real good chance that most everybody either knows everybody or there's maybe one or two person separation.
Right.
That's about it.
Yeah, that's right.
So there's not going to be any surprises along the way. Now, Brett, I want to thank you very much for coming in and being a part of it here today. It's always great to hear the updates, what's right. going on. And it's great to hear that the patients are starting to have a little bit more fun with their activities. And what's really also neat is to hear all of the things that are being added out there at Bartlesville Health and Rehab. That patio, when's it coming along? When do you think you'll be finished with that?
They've actually, so as far as the actual sidewalk, I think they put the finishing touches on it Friday.
Ooh.
Just got a little touch-up work to do, and I think they're still trying to decide if they're going to plant some flowers and things out there too. So,
and of course, the paint job, it's dry.
Yes, yeah, paint's dry. It looks good. You can come by and see it anytime. So. At 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place.
Okay, the apartments are remodeled, and what are they going for independent living apartments?
About $850 a month.
Oh, sweet.
And that's everything that is included, so that's pretty. We get a lot of compliments on that, too. There's a lot of people that don't know. that's the rates right now until I tell them or hand them all, you know, one of our forms, and they're just they're pretty amazed that we can be able to do that for the residents. So
I'm amazed. For what you're getting, that is a bargain. I want to thank you for dropping by today. Thank you, Brett.
Thank you.
You may not realize how important